You watch the news every morning, so you know how the world is getting more dangerous to live in every day. You fear for your safety, but perhaps even more for your children's and your grandchildren's safety. You don't know what to do to change the situation. I'm going to read you a letter that should be read to every school child in the nation, but won't be part of their education unless you read it to them. If every child in America were to listen to this message and take it to heart, we would have a different world to live in. I implore you to do your part and read it to your children and your grandchildren. It's right at the beginning of my book, Freedom from Addiction 3, which is available on Amazon.com. An open letter from addiction to the world. My name is Addiction. I am waging war against all nations and do not plan to take prisoners. Like a thief in the night, I will pillage your people, rob them of their dignity, peace of mind, and eventually their lives. The world will be in shambles before I am through. The more the merrier. Red, yellow, black, white, none are precious in my sight. Rich or poor, I have no favorites, but must admit, I have fun picking on the sad and lonely, the weak and sick, and really get a kick out of young people who do not have a clue. It's a quick seduction to entangle them in my web. They are mine from a single puff on a reefer to the pop of a rubber band, and from the first taste of liquor to the bottle's last drop. It is easy to enslave them on social media screens, entice them into sexual promiscuity, and convince them that they need a cigarette or another Twinkie. There are over 30 addictive behaviors in my arsenal. Yes, that's my greatest thrill. Enslave them young, and I will have them for life. Now, don't get me wrong. I was invited to this party, and they made me the main attraction. And realizing that I was in the land of the innocent, I took advantage like a fox in a hen house. Just try a little, I would whisper. That's all it takes, a small temptation to get them started, and they do the rest. Making sure they have all the crappy dope and cheap liquor they need is easy. They will snort, shoot, or drink anything. It's really fun to put pesticides and all manner of trash in their stash. It's like watching an already dead man's duel with a pistol and one bullet. They sooner mine because there are only 5 empty chambers. AIDS really adds another level of satisfaction. My ultimate thrill is to watch them struggle in pain as their emaciated bodies lay dying. The last words they speak are often these: "What have I done to myself?" When they are dead and gone, I get a bonus. The lives of their family is in tatters. The family is grieving because they fiercely loved you, my prey. The damage of addiction is vast, wide, and long. Mother dies from heartache, but the real culprit was all the grief and stress she went through. Daddy does not linger long either. Why stay when all his money was gone before they buried you? It does appear that there is one thrill left. Your parents both go go to their grave, wondering if they will meet you in heaven. They're not sure because the last time they saw you on earth, you were blaming all your problems on them, cursing them, and demanding money. Your daddy always felt the bad choices he had made in his life somehow rubbed off on you. And just to let you know, I did get a kick out of watching you cringe in the corner as you watched your daddy beat your mother. Unfortunately for me, they got it right with God before they died, and he rescued their sorry souls. Most of your brothers and sisters rarely think of you today. They are just glad to be rid of the guilt, shame, and embarrassment they felt every time they looked at the shell of humanity that you ended up being. Now, the game is not quite finished. Your little brother was closely watching all your debauchery, and now he thinks he might give it a try. And surprise, surprise, you left a baby in the belly of your last partner, a baby that does not have a chance. He is just your last sacrifice. You turned out just like I wanted, completely destroyed inside and out. Your eyes are yellow from all the booze. Hepatitis and liver damage would have killed you anyway. But it gives me great joy to announce that your appetite for momentary escape from reality took you much sooner. A shell of your former self, alone, without family, you left this world high as a kite, in total oblivion to the darkness you are about to enter. The darkness filled with all the rejected, discarded souls that I have tortured and killed. Your so-called friends stole your few possessions at the end and disappeared in the night before your body was cold. And 911 never got a call. I feel like gloating. You lost your chance to make a change. All the talk of repentance and redemption went right over your head. Like a sheep led to slaughter, you were an easy target. Had you known a very simple prayer, you would not have been easy to reel in. We may have never met. Your parents were older when they finally changed their ways, but much too late to do you any good. I waited patiently until I knew you were ready. I pretended to be your friend, bolstered your low self-esteem, and made you temporarily feel like a king. But only temporarily, I am proud to say. Just a footnote to rub it in. You could have been a man with everything. A nice family, a beautiful home, a pillar of the community, respected by all your family and friends. Your life could have been filled with purpose as you reached out to help your fellow man. You could have had all this peace, joy, and happiness in life if you had opened your eyes and realized your value as a child of God. If you had allowed him into your life to be your constant friend and advisor. God gave you all the tools you needed to complete your mission in life, but you didn't use them. Yes, one simple prayer, "Dear God, please save me through the blood of Jesus Christ," would have protected you from me. You know, the mention of those names, God and Jesus, completely steals all my joy. That's the reason I keep my flock under the influence, so that they cannot hear the sweet voice of Jesus calling them, "Come home, my child, come home." Yes, that is what you are, a lost child who has run out of chances. You are now lost in darkness, and you are forever mine. And now, I am sure you can figure out the rest of the story. It's been a pleasure wrecking your life and stealing your soul. Your friend, Addiction, also known as Satan.